Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Aloha, good morning, everyone. It's morning over here in Hawaii just right now, and just turned 12 a.m. And this is a very special moment, I think, in what's going on the planet. I had a conversation today with Bruce and Barbara, who are travelers of in their galactic fifth wheel craft in the galaxy called Southern California somewhere. And anyway, we were just having a conversation, and some things started coming into my mind. So it was all about what is happening. I think a lot of people are really, I will call it freaking out. could be just, you know, what's happening, you know, with a lot of people who are going through this thing and saying, what is going on? And this person who is now occupying the White House is like doing all these things that we're not used to. And by the way, that's my 4-minute timer for my delicious, one of my favorite teas, ground anise plus a tiny bit of clove. Hold on a second. I really don't, you know, and I honestly, sometimes I'm not meaning to let people hear me slurp, but sometimes it does happen. So the tea has nothing to do with all that, but the freaking out part, a lot of things were coming into my mind about, what the whole deal is with this swamp business. And many, many people I know are talking about that he has come in, Donald Trump has come in to drain the swamp. And really, that's what I saw at the beginning. And I saw it was really one of the things that because continually he was calling out the media, the mainstream media. And I had not seen any other person who did that. And I don't really care who it was. Now Bernie Sanders probably came closer to it than anyone else. But with all the other people that were talking about it, they weren't talking about it at all. And as it went through the campaign, we began to see that a lot of the media, you know, there's a reason that CNN is called the Clinton News Network. And that was one of the things I started to see. I said, well, wait a minute. And of course, that doesn't mean that Fox News was not behind Donald Trump as a Republican. But it was so very clear to me, and there was something that was so pointed about it, that this was really a major factor in my deciding to vote for Donald Trump. And that's what I did. So in my case, I needed to vote. I needed to send the energy in. But it wasn't about the person. It was about what that person represented, and it was essentially something that was completely out of the mainstream, out of the mainstream media, out of the mainstream of politics. Neither a Republican or a Democrat, although he ran under the Republican on the Republican ticket side. So that being what it may. You know, forget what you think about Donald Trump. The whole bottom line is one step at a time, I see that this is really happening. And the last show, which was, what was it, 3 days ago, I guess it was, 3 days ago, was the last show had to do with, what was the last show? Let me take a look at it. I keep my blog open here, so I know a little bit, at least I can. Oh, Endgame, anyone, right. This is the end game. And I feel like this is like the end phase of the end game. It's we're coming down to it. I don't know how long this is going to take. But, you know, you see things about the media now continually being called out. Right up front. And all this stuff is like up front, out front, way in the open. And there's a lot of things that are happening. You know, they've talked about, and I don't know the precise details. They talk about cutting back or cutting out some of these things, like one that I just heard today, support for like Planned Parenthood. And what I understand with that is that it's being taken back. In other words, federal government funding of Planned Parenthood, for example, that organization, is now being handed over to the states. In other words, the grants are, so that's part of it. That's only a small part of it. But there's all these things going on, all these things. The EPA is going to be either abolished or absorbed into other organizations, you know, each one. And I don't know what all the details. Okay, I'm not going to tell you the details because I'm really not sure what all the details are. And honestly, I don't care what all the details are. What was clear today was that we have been living in a swamp that has been, we've been living in a swamp for many years, and we've been doing this for a long, long time. And most of us who have been born into this planet during the past, probably the last 100 years, and maybe before that, but certainly the last, you know, since World War II. Many people who have been born into this system have really adjusted to it. You know, we've adjusted to the swamp, and so many of us have learned to live in the swamp, in the system of the swamp, meaning okay, we are a registered. In other words, we are treated as a piece of property, essentially. We are given this thing called a birth certificate, and once it's signed, it's like you were assigned a number and you were assigned a value. And this is because since 1871, the United States has been operating as a corporation, and we are a property of the corporation, and that's what the deal is. So, you know, as pieces of this corporation, we learn to operate in a certain way. We go to the store and we buy something and we pay a certain amount of tax, a state tax. We have a job and we make an income. And, well, every year we're supposed to pay an income tax, a tax on our income, to this thing called the Federal Reserve, the IRS, which is part of the Federal Reserve System. And all these things that we do are part of living in the swamp, learning how to live in the swamp. We avoid the alligators and the crocodiles that live in the swamp, like the alligator of, say, sales taxes, or the crocodile of federal income taxes. And this, of course, applies not only to this country, but a lot of other countries. And whole thing about living in a swamp system is what we get accustomed to. We get used to it. So how to move beyond it and move in other words, essentially move freely within this system, within this lower 3D called the swamp, but we're still living in that. So it's really clear to me, and just looking at it as far as the mainstream media and the political systems go, there are a lot of people who are really freaked out, it seems to be. I'm observing some of these things. Ever since the election, prior to the election, there was things going on, but ever since the election of November in the United States, this whole process of, so many people have been really kind of freaked out. It appears that they've been freaked out. And it appears that there's just so much like, oh my gosh, and this guy, how terrible. So let's look at a few things. Okay, Donald Trump continually calls out the media. Donald Trump himself and the people who are kind of working with him, represented him, some of them, not all of them. But, for example, Sean Spicer and one which I just posted today, who I had not yet heard of, who I really liked. I liked what her presentation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she is officially she's Deputy Press Secretary, daughter of Mike Huckabee. And but when I just saw the way she was speaking to them, it's very clear to me the media is being called out. Now, I do remember one of the press people always calling out the Secretary of State under Obama, no matter who it was, or their representatives, their people who were the press people, continually calling these people out. And I don't remember Matt, what was his last name, but he works for the AP or something like that. And he was just continually pointing out how ridiculous it was what the State Department was, the explanations they were giving. So here's the deal. What's happening now is that things are being confronted and they're being called out on their face. There are problems. A lot of things are being addressed by executive orders. And honestly, that's just the way it's being done right now. So it's not about whether whatever he's doing is, absolutely right on 100%. I'm sure it's, they're probably doing it as constitutionally as they can. But the thing is that everything's being addressed. Everything's being put out front. Everything's being put right out there. And because we have adjusted to living in a swamp. Not only as far as the financial systems go, as far as how the political systems operate, but also just for this example, the example of how a president is supposed to operate. Many times, when you see, I'm sure each one is a little bit different, but you saw Clinton and you saw Bush Jr., and you saw Barack Obama, they were very politically correct in how they spoke. And you didn't have anybody that I recall that really stood up and said, you are lying. You guys are terrible. You are terrible. CNN, you are terrible. You are fake news. Never have I ever, ever recall seeing that. And so you've got somebody in there now who is calling things out as they are, as many people, certainly many, many people, including myself, agree with calling these things out. You've got to call it out first. If you have a swamp, first of all, you've got to call it a swamp. It is a swamp. And if you have a crocodile and an alligator trying to come at you all the time, but they're dressed up as maybe in human clothing. It looks like, you can have an alligator and you can put a bonnet on it, or you can put a hat on it, put nice clothes on it, really, nice dressed up clothes and a suit and tie, but it's still an alligator, or it's still a crocodile. And these folks are being called out now. They're being called out. And to me, that is one of the greatest things that has happened in this past several months. That is the greatest thing. And certainly before that, in all the campaign, you constantly heard Donald Trump talking about the main, this, that is a mainstream media narrative. And he would actually point out. Now, I'm not saying everything. I don't recall everything he pointed out. I didn't pay much attention even to him until it got to be close to to the actual date, the month before the election. And then I started to see some of the things that were going on. And I also saw the challenges of, you know, of what would happen if a Hillary Clinton were allowed in. It would be continuing the same old, politically correct-looking system that was really a crocodile dressed up sheep's clothing, or in little girl, you know, girl's clothing, or in nice suit. You know, a crocodile in a suit is still a crocodile. So, you know, that's the deal. So now these things are being called out, and the crocodiles are being called out. The mainstream media is being called out. They're not being allowed as much as they used to be, that to just go along and not be confronted. And not only is people represented in the press corps of or the press secretary for the President Trump, not only are they calling them out, but of course Trump himself is calling them out by tweeting, Facebooking, and also everybody who's awake. There's many, many people who are awake to what is going on. They're calling them out. So once something happens, I mean, the great example was this deal with James Comey. And all of a sudden, you know, James Comey, nobody, none of the, it was mostly Democrats, probably some Republicans too, and Bernie Sanders, who's an independent, but they all were saying back in November or maybe before that, that Comey had to be fired. He needed to be fired as chief of the FBI. And so they were all calling for it. Now, Donald Trump has fired James Comey. And that was pretty recent too, just last week. But they were fired. He fired Comey. And then all of a sudden, now you see all of these people who are saying just the opposite. Oh, how terrible that was. He should not have been fired like that. Or this is overstepping the executive authority and all this and all that. So I'm not going to sit here and pull that around and try and convince people that what I'm saying is, you know, is correct about Donald Trump and about all the other people who were involved in the election. But the point is that they were seeing a lot of reversals, and we're also seeing, but what the bottom line is that we're seeing is that these people, anything that comes up is being called out. Anything that is not correct is being called out. And, of course, everybody's human, so, you know, we all allow for our humanness. But it's so blatant right now. It is so blatant that it is so in your face that, you know, everything that happens if someone, you know, says one thing, then, you know, they can be called out very quickly. And, of course, this can happen on all sides of the political arena and the political circus ring, if you want to call it that. Hold on just a moment. I'm in a little tea. Oh, boy, that anise tea is, oh, my God. I put a little cinnamon in this time, too. It was a little extra life to it. So I can almost get, you know, I won't say people are not going to like what I'm talking about here, but the thing about it is when you are living in a swamp, one of the biggest challenges, that's like being an alcoholic, being a drug addict, having a life of a drug addict, And I know because I had an alcohol problem at one time. You live in this, and it's also an emotional and a spiritual and an inner just swamp that you're in, but you don't know it until something happens and you start to wake up. And in my case, you know, and I won't go through my case, but I had a point where I woke up. I woke up that I might have a problem. I might be living in my own swamp. And so that was a big, important part of my life, a very important part, seeing the swamp. And, you know, you have to, you know, first you're in the swamp, and then you have to see the swamp, that it's a swamp, and then, you know, see the creatures in the swamp, and then it's like, You have to, you know, deal with the creatures. And in this case, you know, a lot of the creatures are on the mainstream media. You know, they're constantly doing the same thing. And you know that they're working with a certain political agenda. They're working with an agenda. They're working with the corporation. They're working with the corporation, the mainstream media. And this includes the politics. This includes the political people. It includes the all of the things that have been going on. But you first have to be, you're in the swamp. You see the swamp, that you are in a swamp. See the creatures in the swamp. Deal with the creatures in the swamp. Just whether you call them out or you say, no, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. And you start that way to climb out of the swamp. So here's the deal. Here's one deal. It's like, you know, you've got all these things coming up, and some people don't want to leave the swamp. You know, I saw enough people when I was in, you know, a lot more, when I was seeing alcoholics and working with alcoholics, and I saw a lot of them, they didn't want to get out of the swamp. You know, they could see a better way. You know, here's the swamp, and then here's, oh, there's land up there. There's people that are actually walking around, and they're not wet all the time. They're not covered in mud from being in the swamp. They don't have all these strange creatures around them. But sometimes people, you know, you can freak out if all of a sudden you realize there's a, God, I'm used to the swamp. I'm used to the swamp. How do I operate outside of the swamp? And so I do sense, now I can't say this is the whole picture, but I do sense that a lot of people, they're freaking out. You know, the freakouts have to do with a fear of leaving the swamp. And a lot of people just are not willing to do it. They're not ready for it. But, you know, the point is that whatever it takes is whatever it takes. Maybe they have to stay in it for a little while longer. Now, the whole thing about it, some of the things, you have to recognize what is the swamp. You know, what is the swamp? And so one of the things is that I can very clearly see that one of the things that's kept a lot of people stuck is this whole idea that some people seem to have an attitude that the only people you can listen to are the ones that speak correctly, you know. So what is the swamp? You know, is it the ones who speak correctly? Is it, you know, the correct speakers, the ones who speak the political correct people, and the way they speak politically correctly? I don't know about Barack Hussein Obama, but I do know that he was a very polished speaker. He's a very wonderful speaker, and I really enjoyed listening to him, and he just seemed to be. And I still, you know, I'm not judging him one bit, but I just kind of feel that a lot of the things that he was a very smooth talker. And I'm not saying he was doing it. He was probably, I really sense a lot of times he was really speaking from himself, but at some point he got co-opted. He had to play the game. And in order to survive, he had to speak politically correctly. And I think people have gotten used to that. But that's not only true with him, but it's true with a lot of other people. And you hear this politically correct speaking. And now you're seeing people who are calling out the swamp, calling out the swamp creatures. They're calling out the activities of the swamp creatures. And that definitely includes the media. That includes the media, definitely, absolutely. These things are being called out and called out and called out, and people are not used to it. Those who call out the swamp and who help you to see. Now, this is like AA. You know, you had sponsors, you have people talking with you, or any kind of recovery program. You were in groups that people share their experiences. And it's like people who help you call out your own swamp, who call out the swamp, it's kind of like, you know, those are the ones that a lot of times you really want to kind of kick their rear end, because they're calling you out. They're calling out your swamp creatures. You know, those who call out the swamp creatures are not really liked by the by those swamp creatures, you know? And they're not liked by the people who feel that who've been living in the swamp for so long that's all they recognize. That's what they recognize. They know how to live in the swamp. And they know, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, this thing over here is always speaking. It's always very quiet. And all this and all that. And then, of course, it's a crocodile. Well, all of a sudden, the crocodile can just come out of the water and, you know, and eat you up. So, but the problem with this system is it's not as obvious, but there are a lot of people who have been working behind the scene. We know about them. We call them the Cabal, the Illuminati, the NWO, all these folks quietly working to continue this prison system that has been set up, the swamp system. They're working to continue the swamp system, and they don't always appear like a crocodile. They don't appear like a reptilian. They don't appear like, you know, some horrible, evil thing. But behind the scenes, they are operating. You know, they have these nice clothes on. Behind the scenes, they are operating as swamp creatures. So, you know, this is a whole deal. And I really felt inspired today when I was talking with Bruce and Barbara. For some reason, this whole thing came out as the whole picture was starting to come out. I said, well, of course, when you're living in the swamp, if you're living in a swamp for so long, you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel uncomfortable getting out. And you can't, it's very uncomfortable to get out of the swamp. Yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's not easy. You're not used to it. It's not, oh, my God, I got to do this. And then I got to go through, like an AA, you got to go through these 12 steps. Or any recovery, you go through these 12 steps, and you've got a blah, 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 and a spiritual life and stuff like this. And it's like, oh, my God, I can't do it. But the point is, with something like the recovery programs, there is a group. There are groups that come together, and there are others who have gone through the same similar experiences. And in this case, I do believe we're having the call out. There are many who are going through the same kinds of experiences that we are, and we can tune into them. We can tune in to what's we're all recovering from getting out of the swamp. You know, from not only recognizing the swamp, we're recovering from recognizing the swamp, we're recovering from getting out of the swamp. And, you know, the whole thing is a program of recovery. So, you know, the whole thing is, you know, recognizing the swamp and getting out of the swamp. And that's what recovery programs are about. You know, those who have come out of the swamp and gotten out before, they assist others in their own way by sponsoring or whatever you want to call it, or by going to group meetings, sharing their experiences. You help each other to get out of the swamp. So I really do believe and feel deeply that Donald Trump, and not necessarily all of the people who work with him, but many of his people are here to call out the swamp creatures as swamp creatures, call out the crocodiles as crocodiles, and not to call them, oh, a wonderful person, and we can work with them. No, you cannot work with a reptile. You cannot work with a crocodile. If you're trying to build a house and you've got crocodiles running around all over the place, or whatever they are, crocodiles or snakes or, you know, rattlesnakes that are going to bite, you cannot work around those creatures, and they have to go. So they have to be rounded up. They have to be moved to their own area. I'm not saying you have to kill them. I don't like to kill anything. But some things are, you know, there are things happening now that, yeah, this calling out is a major, major step for humanity. So, you know, it's a very major, major step time. And we are in the midst of it. We are getting, you know, we are getting all the pictures of it. And that's what we're in right now. We're in this major, calling out period. And it is a very, very big step for humanity. So, you know, like the personality or not, people have all these opinions and all these things. Oh, did you know he did this and he referred to a woman's body part? And it's like, you know, sometimes I just want to say, give me an effing break. Just give me an effing break. Who cares whether he said that word? That's the one thing that they will point out, and that's the one thing that the swamp creatures like to do. They like to point out everything that you've done wrong in your life. And no matter what you're doing right now, they'll point out everything that they think you've done wrong. They will point that out, so they will take it. The crocodiles love to do that. They will point their paw nail at you and say, look what you've done. And while they're standing there as a crocodile dressed up in a suit, and they're calling you out, where they're the crocodile, not you. So I didn't intend for this to be all about crocodiles and swamps and stuff like that, but I did feel so strongly that this is what we're going through right now. We are, you know, you can drain the swamp. And, of course, if you want to say draining a swamp, I don't even know if you want to call it the swamp. I don't know if it's what's going to happen. But when you drain the swamp, you will see the creatures in it. You'll see the creatures coming out of it. And sometimes you have to be willing to get out of that swamp. So, you know, this, all the things I've been talking about, I won't go on any longer, but I do feel it's very important to start to see that we are in this process and that it's okay for us to have been in the swamp. And it's okay for us to have gotten used to the swamp. You know, we've got used to the swamp. And we, like I say, we've adjusted to the swamp. We've adjusted to operating in the swamp. And we hear these wonderful people talking, all these, whether they're medical practitioners or they're, you know, they're doctors or they're PhDs or they're so-called smart people or they're politicians. They give all this flowery language and all this and all this. And behind them, you know, when you look deep inside, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are crocodiles. They are crocodiles, and they're ready to pounce and snap you up for their own benefit. So, and now someone's calling him out. Calling him out big time, baby, big time. So, I'm not saying anybody has to do anything different, but if you like the swamp and you want to stay in the swamp, then just keep living the same way. Stop, keep your eyes closed, keep your ears closed, continually watch the mainstream media and believe everything that they say. And then you will be more than happy to continue living in the swamp. And so anyway, that's all I've got to say for right now. I said, we are waking up, and there's so many of us who are climbing out of the swamp. I mean, we have already climbed out of the swamp, and we're not living there anymore, but it's like we recognize that there is a swamp and no one's really trying to drain it. And now somebody comes along that seems to be one of the tools to get the swamp drained and get these creatures out of here so that the United States as a republic can move forward again. And so, you know, the plan, and this is for the planet. So I'm kind of droning on and on. I got more tea to drink, but I just hope that I just felt really enthusiastic about this whole thing today. And just want to share some of my enthusiasm, and hopefully one or two of you might like to listen to this and get something out of it as well. So it's a big wake-up day for me, big wake-up day, and I'm very grateful for all of you for listening and for reading the blog. And in any event, I'm sure we'll have another show soon. We will talk later, and aloha to all. Hui ho until we talk again.
The warriors born to live, what the land that she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Hey, Allah, 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 hey, Allah.